Hosea chapter 13. When Ephraim spoke, people would tremble. He was highly honored in Israel, but he became guilty through worshiping Baal, so he died. Now they sin more and more. They make cast images for themselves, idols skillfully made from their silver, all of them the work of craftsmen. It is said about them, the one who sacrifice are humans who kiss calves. Therefore they will be like morning mist, and like early dew that passes away, like chaff that is blown away from the threshing floor, and like smoke from a chimney. But I have been the Lord your God since you left the land of Egypt. You must not acknowledge any god except me. There is no Savior except me. I took care of you in the wilderness, in the land burned by drought. When they had pasture, they were satisfied. When they were satisfied, their hearts became arrogant. That is why they have forgotten me. So I will be like a lion to them. Like a leopard, I will lurk along the path. I will come upon them like a bear robbed of her cubs. I will tear the cover off their hearts. Then I will devour them like a lioness. The wild animals will rip them apart. This is what has destroyed you, Israel. The fact that you are against me, against your helper. So where is your king, so that he may save you in all your cities, and your judges whom you requested, saying, give me a king and officials? I gave you a king in my anger, and I took him away in my wrath. The guilt of Ephraim is wrapped up. His sin is stored up. Labor pains will come for him, but he is not a wise son, for when the time arrives, he is not ready to be born. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. Death, where are your plagues? Grave, where is your destruction? Compassion will be hidden from my eyes. Although he flourishes as a son among brothers, an east wind will come. The breath of the Lord is coming up from the wilderness. His spring will become dry. His fountain will be dried up. His treasury will be plundered of every precious article. Samaria will be found guilty, because she rebelled against her God. The people will fall by the sword. Their little children will be dashed to the ground, and their pregnant women will be ripped open. Chapter 14. Israel, return to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your guilt. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, forgive all our guilt, and receive us graciously, and let us present the fruit of our lips as bulls. Assyria cannot save us. We will not ride on horses. We will no longer call the work of our hands our gods. For in you the fatherless child finds compassion. I will cure them of their unfaithfulness. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them. I will be refreshing like dew to Israel. It will blossom like a lily. It will take root like a cedar of Lebanon. Its young shoots will sprout. Its beauty will be like an olive tree. Its fragrance like a cedar of Lebanon. Those who live in Israel's shade will once again grow grain. They will blossom like a grapevine. Its fame will be like the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim, how much more do I have to put up with from idols? I am the one who has answered, and I look after him. I am like a fresh fir tree. Your fruit comes from me. Who is wise? Let him understand these things. Who is discerning? Let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the righteous walk in them, but the rebellious stumble in them.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.